Welcome to another edition of Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We'll begin our program this time with some information concerning solar activity and sunspot numbers. The Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, which is part of the Department of Meteorology, run by the Australian Government, reports that sunspot activity and solar activity are currently at an unprecedented low. On some days, there have been no sunspots at all visible on the face of the sun. This is extremely unusual, and it's the first time this has happened in many years. The daily smooth sunspot number has actually been varying between 0 and about 8. And the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has been hovering around 70 to 72. And the IPS reports that those levels are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. In fact, solar activity could even reduce further over the next 2 weeks. So that doesn't look very promising for long-haul propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths, on that's multi-hop propagation on long distances, on frequencies above about 10 megahertz. But daylight propagation on frequencies above that level will be much more reliable. Now, even with those very low levels of sunspot activity, some interesting propagation noted here in Melbourne. On the 11 megahertz band in our pre-sunrise window from all continents, that follows the darkness zone from the west and north. Now this is a summary of some notable frequency occupancies across the time span 1830 to 1900 here in Melbourne. Not all services, not all stations are mentioned in this report, only the most significant observations. 11835, the Voice of America using the relay station offered by the Vatican Radio at Santa Maria di Galleria programs to East Africa in African languages. On 11855, Germany, the Bible Voice broadcasting station at Nauen, with its programs in Persian. And 11955, Adventist World Radio from Moosbrunn in Austria, with broadcasts in Arabic. Radio Romania International, broadcasting on 11975, a good signal here in Romanian. 12040, the Voice of America from the Kuwait transmitting facility, with programs in Amharic. And the same program on 12080 from the relay station in England at Wolverton. Now, I'd like to remind everybody, that there've been major reductions in languages used by Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, including the cancellation of all Russian programming on shortwave from those two stations. The large IBB facility, run by the American government at Iranawilla in Sri Lanka, has been decommissioned and transmissions have been moved to other sites. Now, there's also been some good propagation on the 7 megahertz band, actually the 6 megahertz and 7 megahertz band. It means that we've been getting good signals on darkness paths in our early morning period. And these signals noted between 2030 and 2100. 5915, Radio Zambia, the national network. 5950, Korean broadcasting system using the relay station at Issoudun in France with programs in French for Africa and the Middle East. And on 6080, the Voice of America from the Botswana relay station with English transmissions. 6090, Radio Amhara in Ethiopia with programs in Amharic. And 6100, Korean Central Broadcasting Station, Pyongyang in North Korea, signing on at 2030 with its programs in Korean. And 6100, the same frequency as used by Pyongyang. This is China Radio International from Xi'an, broadcasting in Arabic. And 6110, Radio Fana in Ethiopia, broadcasting in the Oromo language. And 6185, China Radio International from Sirik in Albania with programs in Arabic. So we're confining ourselves in these reports mainly to pre-sunrise propagation and transmissions, as noted here in Melbourne, on the frequency band up to about 10 megahertz, and that's really the only band, the only frequency band that is currently propagating with any degree of reliability. And we don't expect that to change very much in the immediate future while the present very low sunspot level continues. Now, a note concerning Radio New Zealand. The station has for some years been operating two shortwave transmitters, one using a DRM, a digital mode, and one using AM. Now, the transmitter that has been used for the AM transmissions has actually been decommissioned, and stations there are using one modern transmitter for both DRM and AM throughout the 24 hours. These DRM services are actually intended for pickup or rebroadcast by hotels in the Pacific area to augment local broadcasting. The AM transmissions are intended for the general public without access to digital receiving equipment. The actual schedule at this stage is variable, but the station indicates that during the peak morning broadcast period, the station will be using the digital mode entirely and the AM mode will not be taken into use until later on in the New Zealand day. So one transmitter there only in use for Radio New Zealand following the decommissioning of the older 100 kilowatt transmitter, which had been in use for many years. Now, some stations heard outside of Victoria, this time by our long-time member, Michael Stevenson of Port Macquarie, up in the north. Michael says he's been hearing quite a number of signals recently in the mid-afternoon period on 9 megahertz. He's actually using a Yaesu FTDX1200 transceiver using the receiver section and either a Wellbrook active loop antenna or a PAR Electronics EFSWL 15 meter wire antenna. And this is his summary of recent observations. Voice of Greece on 9420 at 0447 with programming in Greece. And 9480, the World Christian Broadcasting Station, the new facility in Madagascar at 0430 with English religious broadcasting with fairly good signal. And a 9515, the Radio Sultanate of Oman at 0515 with Arabic. And 9535 at 0505, Radio Algeria via the Isidun relay station in French with Koran recitations at 0509. 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service at 0425. Playing island-style music and songs, fairly good signal. 9575, Radio Mediterranean International in Morocco at 0450. And just above on 9590 at 0520, China Radio International via the CERIC relay station in Albanian with Arabic programming. And Radio Romania International on 9620 at 0420 with Romanian with very strong signals in New South Wales. Vatican Radio on 9660 at 0435, programs in French to Africa. And another frequency for the Vatican Radio on 9660 also, after 0508, this time the service is broadcast via the Madagascar relay in English. And another frequency for Radio Romania International is 9770 at 0438 with Russian. Radio Vanuatu at Villa is continuing to operate on a reduced schedule. The normal schedule is 1832 to sign off at 1015 and the frequency is 7260. A listener to our program, Paul B. Walker Jr. of Alaska, has noted reception during his early evening period. So Radio Vanuatu is operating to that compressed schedule, and it's understood that the reason is due to funding issues at the station. It's not known whether the station will resume with its normal schedule, but here in Melbourne it's audible at around 18:30 to 20:30 when signals start to fade out due to the offset of daylight.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love. Tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, something leaves my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.